1 Chronicles 11, 1-47, devotional focus verse. Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king to Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. 1 Chronicles 11:3. Pick me, pick me. I remember hearing those words shouted many times when I was younger. Have you ever been the last one chosen for a team? For me, elementary physical education classes were not my favorite part of the school day. That was especially true when two captains took turns selecting their teams for the game we were going to play. Not being very good at sports, you can guess that I was never one of the first few called. It seemed like the time waiting to hear my name was endless and at times humiliating. Our text today tells of David becoming king over Israel. David had not been waiting to be chosen for that role. Probably such an idea had never crossed his mind before Samuel came to his father's house to anoint the next ruler of Israel. However, while David did not wait to be chosen, waiting was required after his anointing by Samuel. God's word records that it was 20 years before David was finally crowned. That was a long time to look for the fulfillment of God's promise. However, this chapter of 1 Chronicles demonstrates that God holds the timing of every event in His control. In William Buell Stevens' well-known hymn, Farther Along, he expressed some thoughts about waiting. The lyrics contain these words that can encourage us when we need to wait for God's timing. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. David learned that God's promises are worth waiting for, even if his timetable doesn't match our expectations. We want to learn that lesson too, and wait patiently for God to fulfill His promises to us according to His perfect plan. Background information. This chapter records how David was crowned king by the elders of Israel and subsequently took control of Jerusalem and made it his capital city. See verses 1-9. The remainder of the chapter, verses 10-47, provides a list of David's bravest warriors. At the time of the text, it had been over 20 years since the prophet Samuel had come to Jesse's home and anointed David to be king. While Saul had continued to reign for most of those years, the Lord was preparing David for his future responsibilities. Additional details of how David came into power are found in the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. David and his supporters were living in the city of Hebron, approximately 18 miles southwest of Jerusalem, when news came that King Saul and his son Jonathan had been killed in battle. See 1 Chronicles 10. Jonathan was David's closest friend, and although Saul had been David's adversary for years, David honored Saul as God's anointed king, so he grieved the loss of both men. Following Saul's death, David reigned over Judah for 7.5 years. See 2 Samuel 2, 4, and 11. This period of David's reign is not recorded by the writer of Chronicles. At the beginning of today's text, all of Israel was looking to David for leadership, remembering his deeds of valor when Saul was king. The elders of Israel came to David in Hebron. David made a covenant with them before the Lord, and they anointed David king over all of Israel according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. See verse 3. Verses 4-8 tell how David and his soldiers went to Jerusalem and overcame the Jebusites, who were the inhabitants there. David chose Jerusalem as the capital for his government. Politically, it was ideal since it was geographically near the center of the kingdom. Although it rested on a tribal border, it was in a neutral territory. Militarily, its location on a high ridge made it easier to defend. Still today, Jerusalem is at times referred to as the City of David. David's power and fame increased as a direct result of his devotion to and trust in God, his faithful dedication in following the Lord's will, and the fact that he gave God the glory for his accomplishments. Verse 9 records that David waxed greater and greater, for the Lord of hosts was with him. The remainder of the chapter is a record of the chief of the mighty men of David's army and a list of some of their accomplishments. Of note was Eleazar, whose actions changed the course of a battle against the Philistines, see verses 12 through 14. Though the people fled from before the Philistines, he stood his ground and was saved by God's deliverance. Verses 15 through 19 tell of the three captains who risked their lives to obtain water from the well of Bethlehem for David. David was so honored by their courage that he felt unworthy to drink the water and instead poured it out before the Lord. Verses 20 through 40 record several other victories that were won by these valiant men, followed by a list of those who led the military forces that supported David's reign. Conclusion. God fulfilled his promise and David became king of Israel according to his timetable. Just as God was sovereign over history, he is still directing events today to accomplish his will. Let's live according to the word of the Lord, patiently waiting to see his plan unfold in our lives.